At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Boost, baby!
Are we flexing?
We're flexing!
As Cowboys fans, we should not be flexing.
Oh, fuck no.
Cowboys fans, we are way too excited
Well,
I had to be real.
I know. I'm already, I got people in chat, like Harold, just saying how Texans are doing big. Barry Grant Jr. showing up here just to probably rain on all of our parades.
Well, you know what the best way to crack them right through all those comments? You crack them if you got them, son.
You know, just give. All I wanted was 15 seconds of dancing and feeling good with my homies, and then all of a sudden we're now into this bullshit of free agency.
Oh, but if you notice, what side is that? To the left of us? Which side is he? That way?
Other way? I don't even know.
Other way, this way. Go that way.
There we go.
To that side of the screen, the man from across the pond. Paul, what's up, buddy? It's been a minute.
Oh, it's been good. I finally recovered from Thanksgiving last year, and yeah, what fucking good memories we had back there, and now to wake up to find out what free agency's like, I'm just like, it's just another day of being a Cowboys fan, pretty much. Nothing happens on free agency.
Is it, do you feel like, and we're just hopping into this. Fuck it. We're hopping into it. We're doing it live.
Yeah. We're doing it live.
Did you this time around, I know we've talked about it a bunch on the show, Paul, but let's bring it up again. Did you feel duped in by Jerry Jones's comments earlier, like a couple weeks ago, I'd say maybe a month ago, about going all in? Like, did you feel a little duped, or were you just like, I've heard this before?
I bet for the thousandth time, yeah.
And were you duped by it?
Doesn't matter how many times Jerry says, I always fall for it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the best way to kind of describe the majority of us Cowboys fans, when Jerry says something, we're pretty much cucks.
You ain't wrong. You ain't wrong.
He's not wrong.
Do you want some of this?
No, I'm good. You hit that. You hit that drink. No, I agree, man. Like, I'm the same way.
Gin?
Yeah, dude.
He's got that gin. Nice.
So technically, I lost for all of last season. Alex and I had a bottle of alcohol bet for our betting for CanFan Bucks. I ended up buying this. I lost, by the way. So I had to buy this for Alex and I to share. And the last couple times, Anthony and I have been drinking it. So guess who the joke's on?
Well, maybe he shouldn't have went to Thailand and then not showed up for today's show. AJ thinks he's just supposed to be here Wednesday. So that's the problem. We usually go live Wednesday.
Crack him if you got him, AJ.
Like, did we tell him we were going live today?
I don't know, actually.
Like, we're talking shit that he's not here, but maybe we just forgot to tell him.
Yeah, you know what? You might be right.
Here's the thing. Who knows what he's doing in Thailand right
now? No one knows.
I know he's having a great time, but whatever context you want to put that in, we'll leave it up to you, folks.
We'll just leave that out of that. But guys, again, back to free agency and the initial thoughts. Like, I for some reason thought free agency period started Wednesday, so I wasn't really excited or listening or paying attention that much yesterday. And then Adam and Alex in the group chat were just like, bam, 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 this guy's here, this guy's here. And it felt like a frenzy, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was hard to keep up with who was going who or who was going where.
Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, obviously the Derrick Henry one's the biggest news. Obviously he's, like you just mentioned before we went on air, like he's just went with the Ravens there.
Yep.
But yeah, and we're seeing former Cowboy players going way beyond that I would pay them anyway. Like you're a Biadish, Armstrong's like $45 million for 3 years. That's like $50 million a season.
Wow. I'm
like, jeez, that's just ridiculous.
That's just throwing money at him. And those guys, the Commanders got rid of Chase Young. Like, they traded away Chase Young for nothing. And if I was picking someone to play defensive end for me, and I had to choose between Chase Young and Dorrance Armstrong, and don't get me wrong, Dorrance Armstrong fit a nice role for the Cowboys. Like, he did what he needed to, but what did you say, $15 million a year for Dorrance Armstrong?
That's crazy.
$45 million
Holy,
for 3 years.
That's so, and that's right there the reasons the Cowboys can't afford these guys. They just couldn't.
These guys.
I think Bayadish is 3 years for $30 million, so he's $10 million a year.
Which is crazy. A lot of people were sour on Bayadish. Like, what are your thoughts on Bayadish? Did you think the Cowboys should have taken a shot at retaining him?
If the money was right, yeah, but we're just definitely outpriced. Like, it definitely now brings more trouble to our recruitment process now, because obviously with the draft coming up and whatever centers are actually going to be available in free agency. So it's going to be a new outlook for this offensive line. Like, you're still going to have Zach Martin. You're still going to have Tyler Smith and stuff like that, but
don't forget Terrence Steele.
There's Terrence Steele, but will he be the starter this
year?
Yeah,
who knows?
That's the question.
Who really knows? What I'd like to look at right now, though, and you want to hit chat a bit?
Yeah, I'm going to hit chat. So we have Sam Gordy in chat saying, I said this, Cowboys are setting Dak up for failure. We got Tony Goat Romote saying three-year 45 for Dorns, 3 year 30 for Bayadish.
Jeez.
Yep.
Horatio says, I will miss Fowler, Armstrong, Bayadish, whatever.
Yeah, and that's another guy. Fowler also went. Fowler Jr. was signed by the Commanders today.
And then they're all saying, like, you know, I wouldn't, you know.
Oh, don't forget Lewis. Lewis might be actually joining the Commanders as well.
And then it's not a Cowboys player, but they signed Luvu, Frankie Luvu, the linebacker from the Panthers, who, again, they paid him like $15 million a year. So, again, out of the Cowboys' range. But the Commanders, their defense, with those guys, was saying that, sure, they weren't, you know, top notch, or they weren't the star piece in Dallas, but they're definitely going to make that deep. Like, the guys they signed are going to help that defense.
Well, I wasn't like when everyone's making moves, and like you see this morning the memes about every 31 out of 32 teams made a move.
That's not a meme. That's real life.
I know. Sorry.
When life becomes a meme.
Okay, so let me finish what I was going to say. When you wake up and you see a meme that says 31 out of 32 teams made moves in free agency except for the Dallas Cowboys, and then you realize, wait a second, that's not a meme. That's actually what happened.
Yeah.
Very depressing. But where it got me the most was when, and it's like everybody's making moves and he's like, oh, I want to be part of this party. Like, let's give us something, like, except for our long snapper. It was when Derrick Henry went, and deep down I knew we weren't going to sign him. Like, I just knew it wasn't going to happen. You kind of wanted that to happen.
But then when you see what he got signed for, I know, it's like, that's not a crazy deal.
Him and Patrick Queen going were the ones where I'm just like, okay, now I'm fucking
like
mad.
two years at $16 million with incentives to make it $20 million for Derrick Henry. Yeah. That's not crazy.
I think the problem lies is because they are obviously, Jerry and Steven are thinking about the cap right now. I can't recall where our deficit is. I think we're $2 million up right now.
2.2.
Cheers for that. But we do have room to work about with other players, but this is kind of goes back to where we're saying early on about likes of Dak and likes of Parsons getting these deals done, try to bring down, like, increase the cap space right now. And we're not doing that right now, so I don't know what is going on with the front office. But going back to, like, who we have brought back, I will say our long snapper Zig, despite it may be a bit of a laughable re-signing, but the guy's been great.
It's funny. It is a great bring back, but it's like,
it's like that's
Cowboys go. It goes, the for day one goes 31 of 32 teams make moves. Day two, the Dallas Cowboys sign their long snapper. Not saying that it's a bad thing, but it's funny.
You know what the really funny part is? We're the most richest sports franchise in all of sports in the world, and we're struggling to make things work.
Yep.
That just blows my mind.
And everybody that's not a Cowboys fan loves to laugh at it.
Yeah, and like, this is more than Barcelona FC in Spain, Real Madrid in Spain, more than the New York Yankees. The Dallas Cowboys are the richest sports franchise all across the world, and yet we cannot do anything in terms of bringing players in. Like, something's not right.
Yeah, no, you're completely right. Well, I mean, you're not really going to the table with much when you have $2.2 million and you get a team like the Commanders, who I think had like 80-something million. You know, like, it's kind of, I kind of look at it as poker, if we want to say an all-in that Jerry Jones is talking about, but it's like poker. If you're sitting there with $2 million bucks at the table, or say $2, and the guy's sitting there with 80, you have zero chance. If you want to try to play that hand and the guy wants to go for $4 and you have two, well, more than likely you're gonna lose that. So it's just a shitty situation to be in. And it's just shitty that they didn't try to prepare for it. Like, at least give them some sort of ammo. Like, when you start hearing the stories of the running backs that they were just too rich, and then you see the contracts and you're like,
what?
That was too rich for you?
Yeah.
Like, well, what are you expecting? You're expecting to pay a running back $2 million? Because right now, guys, I'm going to cut it for you here. Deuce Vaughn is our starting running back on the roster. That's our starting running back.
Okay.
Well, going back to the thing you just mentioned about running backs there, like, so I mentioned it again before we went on air, but how Kansas City dealt with their running back situation, that they had Pacheco, who's the, and two other guys.
Clyde Helaire.
And basically their whole damage to their salary cap was only like $6 million in total for three running backs.
But the catch there, though, is they still had a first round running back. Like, Clyde Helaire was still drafted in the first round. So that's all hunky-dory if you know at least the one guy. And Clyde Helaire has done stuff in the NFL. Right now, the only guy on our roster or starting right now, or that was, I guess, Malik Davis too, but and Deuce Vaughn.
You could say Hunter Luckey as well, but he is a fullback.
Yeah, I would love.
But even I'm talking like he was an undrafted free agent.
Well, the icing on the cake for all this running back talk is that possibly we're going to see a reunion with Ezekiel Elliott making a return to Dallas. Like, I mean,
if that's the goddamn plan, then.
That's just
take me out back right now. If that's the plan.
And the hard thing right now is, like, when you see people put that out, is like, is this a meme or is this real? Because
I still love Zeke.
People send you these things and you're like, oh yeah, that's ha 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 ha. And then you're like, well, wait a second, I just saw a news report that like there's in talks to bring him back. It's like, don't do this. Just don't kick us while we're down. Again, not that any, like, having Zeke coming back for the playoff run last year
would have been
sweet. Like, Zeke's back, like, okay, we're gonna go. But when all
that
of these things,
your plan.
When all these things are happening, like, to give Zeke to Deuce Vaughn, no bueno. Okay, you want me to bring that up for
you? Yeah, I want to bring up this screen. I just kind of want to scroll through the free agents that have went and stuff that has happened. And if you guys see anything you want to talk about, just let me know and we'll stop. But this kind of started a little bit earlier than when the free agency frenzy started. You had Brandon, why can't I think of his last name? Graham, yeah. Brandon Graham, he agreed with terms to Philly. You got Jerry Jeudy being traded. A huge signing by the KC Chiefs with Chris Jones. Mayfield's back at the Bay. Russell Wilson being signed by the Pittsburgh Steelers for like
that was a big one.
And it's crazy because they got a team friendly deal.
Yep.
Because he's basically being paid by Denver still.
Yeah, they're costing him like $1.8 million for the year.
I know. It's awesome. I mean, congrats to the Steelers.
It almost sounds like Carson Wentz when he went to Indianapolis.
Right? And it could have a similar outcome.
Yeah.
Well, although Wilson wasn't terrible last year. Well, he wasn't bad.
It was one of the questions.
He shouldn't have been benched.
It was one of the questions. I was just before the show was on the 8 o'clock spot featured on the Grid Network. It was, will Russell Wilson help the Steelers win this year? Is he an upgrade? And looking at his stats or talking about his stats, he was 3,000 yards last year, 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions with like a 98.8 rating.
That's
like
pretty good.
Decent. And he sat for some games. And
that's pretty good.
Sitting there and getting yelled at Sean Payton the way he did and not breaking his Forrest Gump stare, like, it absolutely, like, I commend him. It was a solid move on him. He wasn't bad. He wasn't the reason the Broncos didn't go far last year.
Well, but what's his catchphrase going to be now that he can't say Broncos Nation, let's ride?
Steeler Nations, let's steal.
Let's steal.
Let's weld.
So then you have...
We have a super chat by Kilo C. Crack him if you got him. $20 super chat.
$20.
Yeah, look at that. He wants some positivity. There's just a lot of upset
Kilo,
Cowboys fans.
Kilo's
out there.
A real one right there.
Yeah, shout out to Kilo C.
So the Eagles are extending Landon Dickerson, which is huge because, as we know, they lost their all-pro center, Kelsey, so they needed to make a move, and they needed to make him happy. Colts are finalizing deal with Michael Pittman. The DeAndre Swift has went from the Eagles to the Bears, which is funny. I thought that was funny when he went over to the Bears, because when he signed with the Eagles and him picking a zero, it was like, well, yeah, because that's how many Super Bowls the Cowboys have had in the last 30 years or whatever he said. And now he's not even on the team.
Well, and didn't he, Swift was Detroit to Eagles, now he's to the Bears?
Yep, three teams in 3 years, my friend.
That's not great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a good look.
Bills extending Deion Dawkins. Vikings signing Jonathan Green, Greenard.
And this is where it starts.
And then here we go. This is the little nipple pincher right here. I was not expecting that.
Well,
that
you wanted it.
I mean, if you're going to go, you got me upper tit. You didn't even get nipple. I don't go for it. But, okay, Titans signing Tony Pollard, fellas. What do we got to think about? What do we think about that? Because that's got to hurt a little bit.
It is in a way, but if I was a Titans fan, it's a bit of a downgrade.
Oh, yeah.
I still would rather have Derrick Henry on my roster rather than having Tony Pollard. I mean, I like Tony Pollard, but he was definitely not a three down back. He was definitely more utilized for specific certain plays, like your outside run and your screen passes type of running back. He's definitely not your cowbell, essentially, running back, like what Zeke was. So I wouldn't say we're going to miss him too much per se, because we could get someone that could probably do the exact same job, but we just, again, I think we just need to bring someone in that's more physical.
But we
wish Tony all the best. I mean, definitely. He was great for us and stuff like that. I have no ill words towards him. Go and get your bag. Get your money. There was no way that Dallas was going to pay what was his contract?
So he got 3 years, $24 million. So actually not much different than Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry has a chance to make more in 2 years, but his base salary is $16 million. So they're both base salary are making $8 million.
Same amount.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is that it's a little odd with the Titans is that you kind of already have a TP20 in your backfield with Tajay Spears, even though he's not a proven back like Derrick Henry.
Tony Pollard, first 1,000-yard running back this season.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
300 yards a game.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I love Tony Pollard and I would have loved to bring him back. But again, like Paul said, we need a bruiser. And we're going to get into the free agency list because there is some bruisers left, but we still got some free agents to go through. So then going away from TP20, you have the Jaguars signing Gabe Davis. Gabe, I go 3 games without a catch, Davis.
Gabe, don't pick me up on fantasy football, whatever you do, yeah, Davis.
I'll have one good game and then 4 terrible ones.
Yeah.
The huge signing by the Raiders, a guy that I would have loved to have on the Cowboys, yeah. Christian Wilkins.
Him and Max Crosby are going to be a force.
And then a dude that I thought we had a chance and a dude that's going to one of our kryptonite teams, the Packers signed Josh Jacobs, which I think that's a great pickup by them.
Yep.
They got rid of Aaron Jones, which we'll see here up above. But
and
I think
possibly Quadzilla.
But I think signing Josh Jacobs is a upgrade from Aaron Jones. Then you got the Eagles signing Bryce Huff. Don't know much about him, Paul. Do you know anything about Bryce Huff?
Nah, well, he's... Oh, no, he played for the Jets. That's about it.
Yeah,
to be honest,
he played for the Jets. Now he's to the Eagles.
Fuck him.
Big one for the Falcons. Falcons signing Kirk Cousins. I think that's a great pickup for them.
I mean, yeah. This was another one of the comments that one of the topics is does Kirk Cousins going to the Falcons mean that the Falcons are going to take the NFC South? Obviously, the Bucs are in there with the Baker Mayfield contention, but
it puts them right up there, man.
Puts them right.
When you really think about it,
they have a good team. They have Bijan Robinson. They have Drake.
Drake London. Pitts.
Kyle Pitts.
Listen. And we'll get into it. It's going to be two scrolls up. They signed Darnell Mooney for a three-year contract for $39 million. Ooh. So now you got Mooney on the Falcons as well.
That's crazy. So and then
it's funny you mention that a bit like Kirk Cousins, because when you think about their division, it's Cousins, Mayfield, Bryce Young, and whoever the quarterback is for the Saints.
Yeah, whoever they throw out there.
Yeah, so essentially Kirk Cousins is pretty much probably the best quarterback in that division right now.
Yeah,
Kirk Cousins has been drafted, he has made at the end of 2027, he will have made $329 million in guaranteed money.
And he seems like a nice dude.
So I'm happy for a guy like Kirk Cousins who takes everyone, he's a fringe top 10 quarterback. Everyone's like, you're just a Kirk Cousins. Can't win in the playoffs. We know what that's like with Dakota. But hey, he's getting his money. He's playing in a dome. I think he's going to be good for that team. And when you got a guy like Bijan Robinson and finally a new coach that'll possibly use that weapon known as Bijan these assets, the Falcons.
Arthur Smith, was that their last coach?
Yeah.
God, what an id. I had Bijan on a couple fantasy teams, and it was just like,
I know,
like infuriating how they used him. But guys, one of the biggest signings by an NFC East opponent, the Philadelphia Eagles, signed Saquon Barkley. Does that sting a bit?
Depends how they're going to utilize him, pretty much. Because they've also got another top tier running back in the name of Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
The Eagles have always been bad at using the running backs. Going back to DeMarco Murray, remember how we all felt when DeMarco Murray signed there? Remember when DeMarco Murray went there? You're like, oh my God. The Cowboys had a terrible season the following year in 2015, but DeMarco Murray had an equally as bad year, and it was like, you were my favorite player. I'm so happy you're doing terrible. So I don't know if that's going to happen to Saquon. He's not.
I don't know.
But it has injuries. He's been known to get hurt, and the Eagles have had a hard time utilizing running backs. So it'll be interesting to see what they end up doing. But you have to be ignorant to say it's not a little bit scary.
It's funny. I have a guy I know that is an Eagles fan, and when that happened, he emailed me and he said, great, the Saquon picks absolutely helps fix our defense.
That's funny. At first, I was like, what?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Well,
he's being sarcastic and funny. I like that. So going up to another running back, a guy that I wouldn't have hated to sign, it just has breaking, the Packers releasing Aaron Jones, and you start thinking, oh my God, we got a chance. The guy that just basically eliminated us from the wild card round with 3 touchdowns, the dude that's been an absolute cowboy killer. He's been kryptonite. It's like, man, he's on the market. Go get him. Go get him. Well, you're going to get going up to that. Alert, Panthers signing Robert Hunt. Alert, the Packers picking up Xavier McKinney. The Giants picking up Devin Singletary, another running back, and going to the division.
The running back, y'all.
The best signing of the year so far is Gardner Minshew going to Las Vegas. I love that.
Yeah.
It's fun to see the AFC, some of the stuff that happens there, because it doesn't really affect us. That's funny. He's perfect for the Raiders. Then you have Brian Burns getting traded to the Giants.
Doesn't look happy about it.
Another running back going to the NFC East by the Commanders picking up Austin Eckler. So now you got Commanders, Austin Eckler, Giants, Devin Singletary, and the Eagles, Saquon Barkley, and the Cowboys, Deuce Vaughn.
And possibly Zeke.
and possibly Zeke. Jacoby Brissett, Patriots, the Seahawks re-signed Leonard Williams. I'm just going to keep going here. Okay, this is the one I'm looking for. The Vikings signing Aaron Jones. That's a weird one.
Yeah, a rival as well.
The crazy thing with this, Paul, it was only a 1-year, $7 million deal.
I would have, honestly, because here's the thing with Aaron Jones. He's from the Texas area. Like, what more to like bring him home? Like, I'm sure that he would have played with his star on his chest rather than on his lid. Like, bring him back to Texas.
You're saying like we couldn't afford 1 year, $7 million. Like, that's not a bad, that's not a bad contract.
Well, if you look right beside Aaron Jones, the Vikings signing Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Making moves. I'm going to keep scrolling up and just see if you guys see a big one. Okay, so there's the Falcons signing Darnell Mooney.
Yep.
The Texans, man, the running backs.
That's a good move from the Texans, I have to admit.
The running backs. I saw a meme today. It was like, instead of showing the fans what happens in free agency, you should just have to wait till week one to see who's on whose team.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that if you didn't know what the roster was till week one? The amount of surprise that would have been happening here?
That would be amazing. That would be amazing. We had a roller coaster free agency day. We are going to miss Aaron Jones for the player he was and the locker room guy he was. $4.99 super chat from Pack Attack.
Hey, Pack Attack. Appreciate it, man. But hey, you guys, the Packer out there doing some moves. They lost Aaron Jones. I'm sure it sucks because the guy was pretty good for them. But at least they're out there making some moves. And then you got this other big one, the Ravens signing a guy that all Cowboys Nation wanted. I know we all wanted him.
All the fucking reports, he bought a house in Dallas. He's working out in Dallas. It's like, stop Stop fucking gaslighting.
Is it weird when you're a millionaire and you can just buy houses? Like you probably bought one of those. Don't you guys get the Instagram posts where it's like this $320,000 house in Dallas eight bedrooms, a pool? Yeah. It's like, well, no wonder he bought a house in Dallas. Yeah.
It's so funny you mentioned gaslighting. You know how many years of gaslighting we've had with who's the wide receiver? DeAndre Hopkins.
Yep.
Nearly every year.
Trading for him or signing him.
Just stop.
And then I think that we're kind of getting past the big flurry, but another big one, the Steelers signing Patrick Queen. That's I never expected pickup. The Cowboys to be able to afford Patrick Queen.
What was the deal that he signed with?
Let's check it out. 3-year, $41 million deal.
Yeah, there's no chance we would have got him.
Yep.
Too expensive.
Way too expensive.
And then it peters out a little bit. None of the names are now.
Oh, Danielle Hunter. That's
Oh, yeah, that's big. That's big, too. Let's check that one out. Scroll up here. 2-year, $50 million, essentially.
Wow.
Jeez.
Deserving, though.
Oh, man, the Texans, dude.
Texans beefing up. That's a team. These are teams that are actually.
All in?
All in.
Yeah, all in.
But these are also teams that have cap space.
Yeah.
They're not going into free agency with Eastside Herald. Eastside Herald, I love that you just sit in that chat waiting for something Houston Texans. I can't wait till you guys get knocked out in the divisional or because you know what? I'm going to come to your house, Eastside Herald, and I'm going to drink a beer in your yard and laugh at you because he's mean. He's not a nice guy. And then I don't know if that was it. That was pretty much it in the Eagles signing Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, who actually left Philadelphia to go to Detroit, called Eagles fans shitheads, and now's back in Philadelphia.
He's going to be like,
that's awesome.
He's like, wait a second. You guys want to sign me again? And they're like, yeah, we just want to sign you to see what Eagle fans are going to do to you on day one.
Eagles fans are too stupid to even know he left. They'll be like, oh, that's the guy that just didn't play for us last year.
Yeah. Was he injured? Hey, he was injured last year.
So let's discuss, guys, biggest non move for the Cowboys. After that frenzy,
In terms of players that are left on the market right now.
No, I mean, like guys that just went. Like who did you have an eye on? Like someone that you were like, this guy will instantly help the Cowboys. I want him.
Dream scenario would have been Derrick Henry. Realistic option would have been Aaron Jones.
Yep.
I mean, Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs. Like obviously, Derrick Henry. I just wanted to be able to say King Henry every time he'd score a touchdown. Like I wanted to yell it. Josh Jacobs, didn't think we were going to go for him, but I would have been very happy if we would have taken him. I think I'm disappointed when you see what they're signing the deals for more so like than who's picking them up. Like the Aaron Jones one year for $7 million. Like you're telling me you don't have $7 million just to take a flyer on him?
Cut Michael Gallup. Make Michael Gallup a post June 1st cut. Get your $9 million bucks and let's rumble.
Yeah.
Sign him. You see, you get 9.2 right there.
Yeah. So we were saying like $8 million is probably where we would be fringe deciding whether or not we want to take that player. So $7 million for 1 year. So unless you're going to, like some of these other players, like, okay, they're not going to go after Moss because his $4 million a year for 2 years at $8 million total is too rich. It's like, okay, well, maybe they didn't want him. Like, okay, maybe he just doesn't fit.
I'll say
they're going to go for a Derrick Henry or they're going to go for somebody else.
They want a premier guy.
And then when that doesn't happen and then it doesn't happen on the other side, then you're like, okay, fuck me, man.
It's funny that I'll never not trust AJ when it comes to any type of contract thing. He always seems penalties and contracts. That's why I call him Stat Boy. AJ is Stat Boy. And he was like, oh yeah, Derrick Henry, I'd pay like probably no more than $8 million. I'm like, no more than $8 million. I was being pretty condescending to AJ. I was like, dude, the guy's going for more than 10 easily. And he got 8 exactly. So like AJ nailed it. And Derrick Henry, for any Cowboys fan, $8 million a year for Derrick Henry for 2 years. If they get Derrick Henry for 2 years for the same contract that he just signed with the Ravens, I'm like, okay, I'll miss out on the other players because now we got attitude.
Yeah.
Now we're alive. Like now you're saying to your team, okay, we're going to commit to the run. Right now it's like
Heisman Trophy winner Derrick Henry.
None of us even know. It's just as Cowboys fans, we're all like, well, Are we just hoping that Dak Prescott throws for 500 yards a game?
What do I do with my hands?
Yeah, we're just like staring at our hands. What do we do with my hands? What do we do with them? So, I don't know. It's depressing. I'll sum it up. It's a little depressing, but there is still hope.
Okay, so what are some moves? And I guess we're going to look at who's still available.
Well, yeah, before we bring that screen up, I'm going to ask you guys. And before I do that, I'm going to get one of these in me, kid. Crack him if you got him, son.
Crack him if you got him.
But I'm going to ask you guys. I'm not going to ask player specific, but going into this, I'm not even going to say second wave of free agency. I still think we're in the first one. Who or what position? I'm more interested in what position the Cowboys should target now that we're seeing certain positions of guys that were on the team prior are gone, and now we actually have holes because we lost. Let's talk about starting positions. We lost center.
Yep.
Running back. Yep. Defensive end.
Left tackle.
I hope not. I'm hoping not. That's going to be the pick in my heart.
It's either going to be left tackle or left guard if Tyler Smith pushes out.
But you think Tyron Smith ain't coming back? You think he's gone for sure? Fuck. So there you got four starters out of 22 positions on your team. You're down four starters. So if you guys had to look right now and pick not a player because we're going to get into the players, but a position right now, what is a position you'd like to target?
For me, it would have to be offensive line. Dev Dak, like, try and get the best players available to try and even give Dak any chance to even survive a season for start.
Yeah, because you're down right now, especially Paul, if you're thinking that Tyron Smith's gone. You're down, mm-hmm. Tyron Smith, Tyler Biotis, you're down two of your five starting offensive linemen. One who was an all-pro, was he an all-pro? I think he was. Definitely Pro Bowl player.
James Knight says so a couple people are saying defensive tackle. Up. So defensive tackle says Jophus Brophus. Great name.
Great name.
But then James Knight says the owner. The owner's the position that we need to replace.
That's funny. What do you think though? What do you think for a position?
Yeah, you know what? Like I have to go with what Paul's saying. Like right now, like offensive line is very, very important for us. But I mean, offensive line or defensive line, though, either or, I'll be happy if we target something in that regards. I still want linebacker. I mean, I'm not as now worried about running back. I mean, we have maybe Quadzilla still in there. We're now drafting a running back in.
The Cowboys pretty much showed you that they're drafting a running back in the top three.
Yeah.
Their top three
you
rounds.
They're picking.
They have someone that they hope they get in the first three rounds. That's the only thing that makes sense to me. Yeah. And so they'll probably take one in the sixth.
So
I think we can all agree. Like the three main positions that we're most concerned about is O line, running back, and linebacker.
Yep.
Right now,
yep.
Like that's the way I've got it. Like kind of like projected, like where we're kind of running the draft and stuff like that. So, but I'm just looking at the offensive linemen that are currently available right now. You've got Andreas Pete, the guard, who used to play for New Orleans. He's available. There's left tackles, Dave Bakhtiari, who used to play for the Packers. I think he'll be way too expensive for a price range. There's Dwayne Brown from the Jets, but he's now 38 years old. I don't see him getting signed or anything like that from us.
Well, Paul, I got here. We got the top on NFL.com. I have the 101 free agents list and who's remaining. So I like what you're doing because I agree, offensive line. And it's actually funny when you look at the frenzy that happened the last 2 days, offensive line are still plentiful.
Yep.
And it's kind of a kick in the dick here when you see the top remaining free agent, number four on the list, the one and only, the 20-year-old phenom that's been in Dallas his whole professional career, Tyron Smith, starts in at number four.
Give Paul a little zoom in on there.
So yeah, you want me to get a little zoom in?
Okay. Get some zoom in action. Paul.
Is that too much?
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Bit more?
No, that's
good. Let's get a fucking bit more.
That's good.
What about that right there?
Yeah, so do you think that... So, and we looked at it, to bring him back is a hefty penny, right?
It would be, but...
More than 2 million.
The problem is, though, can we guarantee Tyron Smith to play a full season? The question is no.
I do not want to see him sitting on the sidelines in full gear for like they showed Tyron Smith more times on the sideline in full gear than they did Taylor Swift last season.
If you look at this, one of the most underpaid players in the NFL last season, Smith is due for a massive raise after returning to elite form. He played 942 snaps, including playoffs, which is the highest total since 2008 per PFF. Is that something we want to bank on? No.
That's from his season standards, yeah. That's probably the most snaps he's played, but he still missed games. He's still not had a full season for the Cowboys, I believe, since 2015 or 2014. Ever since then, he's missed games every year since then.
I'm with Paul here. You can't bring him back because he is going to get paid. Someone will pay him. If I'm the Cowboys opponent or rival, being the Eagles, Giants, or Commanders, I'm fucking just signing him, just so they're for sure not getting him.
Yeah.
Then even if the Cowboys don't pick up a left tackle, they're now forced to draft a left tackle.
Yep.
Right. So that's what I'd do. If I was DQ with all that money in Washington, I would fucking throw some.
Don't
money
say it. I'm looking. I'm going to probably refresh NFL's IG and see signing Washington Commanders pick up Tyron Smith
just to fuck the Cowboys. Okay, number seven, we got Calvin Ridley. Meh. I mean, we're not going to sign him. Wide receiver. It's just not going to happen. Kendall Fuller. What do you think about CB, guys?
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, he's a decent player, but do we need to kind of require an R cornerback when we've got Trevon Diggs coming back? Bland is obviously had a great season, but obviously we don't know what we're doing with Stephen Gilmore. Obviously, he's back in the market type of thing, and he wants to come back. He stated he wants to come back. So.
I'd rather take Gilly.
Same.
Yeah, I would too.
I'd rather pay Gilly.
Agreed. Marquez there Brown. There he is. So Marquez Brown, we're not taking him. There's Gilly. So the first guy on our list, I'd say, so Gilly's probably the first guy we've looked at the top remaining 101 free agents that we're all in agreeance the Cowboys should take a run at, right?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Would you do another one-year deal? At this point, at 33, 2 years?
He's going to want more than 1 year.
I would do a two-year deal for him.
I'd do a two-year.
Just for as a safety blanket.
Yep. Chase Young, age 25, 23 on the list. Okay, this is interesting. Both these two cats that are on the list here, Chase Young and Arik Armstead, you could get them at the right price, those are, to me, both upgrades to Dorrance Armstrong or Fowler Jr., but they might take a lot. Armstead might be a little bit better because he's getting above the – he's 31's older for an NFL player, right?
We're all – old-ass bitch.
Like, we're all almost in our 40s. Well, Ads,
I'm 40. You're basically 40. I'm 40 in June.
Well, I don't know about that. You can speak to Andrew Whitworth. He played till he was 42 years old on the offensive line and won the Super Bowl.
I thought you were going to defend my age there for a second, Paul, but you didn't. You went with fucking Andrew Whitworth.
Cameron Curl, safety. I don't feel like we need to target a safety.
No.
Jadeveon Clowney.
This one interests me quite a bit.
Yeah, a little bit. He's a specimen, but again, like, he's been kind of a journeyman, bounced around the NFL, always helped his teams.
Yeah, I think it really depends on the scheme that we're running. I think like him under Mike Zimmer would actually benefit him.
Yeah.
Joseph Broseph says Armisen wants a huge contract, though, which brings up
we're probably looking at guys from 70 down. Like, maybe not even, maybe like, 85 down.
What are some of these contracts like? And then that kind of weighs in, like, do you want to pay that for this guy?
Well, Julian Blackman, definitely not happening. Justin Simmons, safety, not happening. Curtis Samuel, interesting, but probably not happening. Here we go. Trent Brown, OT, age 31. Patriots let him go. Again, we're going to need more than likely an offensive tackle. I never asked Paul this. AJ, who isn't here, where's AJ? Look around.
AJ.
Again, I don't think we told him we were going live. But AJ is under the impression that we're going to kick Tyler Smith out to left tackle. I don't know if I'm sold on that yet. It's gonna be really telling what the Cowboys do with who they sign in the next few days. But would you be willing to kick the tires on Trent Brown?
On Trent Brown, probably not, if I'm being honest. Like, just even based on that, he's only topped 600 snaps in the last five seasons, so that's not really a good positive sign.
Hey, Trent Brown, fuck yourself. We moving on. I respect what Paul says. I'm not even going to talk about that guy.
Okay, again. Jonah Williams, offensive tackle, big white dude with a thick beard.
Yeah, it looks like he'd chop. He looks like he should be wearing flannel and hitting a tree with an axe.
See, that's the... If that was the offensive tackle, I would have maybe more target towards it would have been Williams because of his age is a lot younger. He will have a lot more durability as well. And obviously he's not missed any snaps, essentially.
And it's saying he can play right and left tackle.
Yeah.
That's key. That's,
well, that's what we were looking at when we were. Would you say that's what she said?
Huh?
What did you say?
Who, me?
No, I thought
I said that's key.
Oh, that's key.
You want me to say that's what she said? That's, like, that's what she said.
You can play right or left. I'm like, okay, odd. But that's what we were looking for in our last mock draft. Are we going to draft an offensive lineman that has snaps on both sides so you can kind of have that ability to see if they can play right or left?
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
There, yeah, you got killed. Like, oh, sorry. Sorry, Paul. I cut you off there.
I was going to say, like, I'm not particularly a big fan of position flex when it comes to offensive linemen because, like, Zach Martin actually quoted this really, really well. Like, he's like, you're going to get me at 100% at right guard. If you put me in any of the other positions in the offensive line, you're only going to get 20% of me being effective.
Yeah. And that's why I'm against moving Tyler Smith. Tyler Smith, to me, was one of the best, I'd say, top five guard in the NFL last year.
Yeah.
Granted, the year before, he was very good at left tackle, but it's like...
And this year's draft... Left tackle is stacked.
Dude, there's tackles everywhere, so it's...
You got a tackle. You want a tackle.
Yeah, Oprah's out there giving tackles to everyone. Calais Campbell, I don't know, 38, big monster, but I'm not into it. What about you guys?
You'll be there for a paycheck.
What about Connor Williams, an ex-Dallas Cowboy, can play center?
Can you imagine bringing him back to play center?
Hey, man, the way the offseason's happening.
The reunion tour, we bring back Connor Williams and Ezekiel Elliott.
I would not be surprised, but the kicker is Zeke's playing center and Connor Williams is playing running back.
Hey, Zeke, your last play on the Dallas Cowboys, you played really good at center, getting trampled.
Yeah, I agree. Connor Williams doesn't really do it for me. He was a big headache to watch when he played here the last time. Did do all right in Miami, but he's also coming off of torn ACL in the 2023 season. Kevin Zeitler. I don't know much about him.
He's good. He's a good offensive lineman.
He's an OG. He's an original gangster. What's he play, left or right?
I believe it's right guard.
So he's out. He's out, basically.
He is good, though. Someone will pick him up, though.
See ya, you ain't going to be a Cowboy.
And then you got Zeitler. You got a couple CBs. I don't know. This is a dude. This is a guy, linebacker here. Devin White.
Kind of in our ranking range.
He had a terrible season last year. I'm going to throw this out there. A lot of Cowboys Nation wanted him. I'm actually more interested in the other Bucks linebacker, Lavonte David. Devin White has shown flashes. He's fast. He can blitz. He's got that speed. Like, him and Micah would be two of the fastest guys in the NFL on defense. But he had a terrible, terrible season last year.
One season.
Yeah.
And put him under Zimmer.
I guess.
26, he ain't an old dog.
It has to be the right price. Like, what are you guys saying right now, linebacker-wise? This is all hypothetical, too, because the Cowboys have no money. But realistically, what would you pay?
For Devin White?
Or any linebacker. Like, if you were... We set our three positions right now, right? Linebacker, running back, offensive line. What are numbers? And we're talking, again, theoretically, because the Cowboys have no money. Yet.
I literally, you've lost me in that one because we don't have any baseline to go off right now in terms of how this market's going. I don't think any linebackers have been picked up yet.
Luvu, Frankie Luvu for the Commanders picked him up.
And Patrick Queen.
Patrick Queen.
They're
both way ahead of the Luvu was 15 mil a season or 12, I think 12 mil. And then I think Queen was like 15.
Yeah, so if that's the case, then maybe about the 11 million mark, maybe.
That just seems so rich, doesn't it?
It does seem rich for us, yeah, but that's, I would imagine that's how much you would probably get from another team.
Yeah, and it's interesting because you've seen free agency is a little bit like the draft where you see runs happen on players. We've seen the running back market go. Essentially, all the top tier running backs are gone. They're gone. There's none left.
It's funny that you mentioned like the linebackers as well, because if there's one thing we need to understand, like some Mike Zimmer and what his philosophy is, he loves his bigger linebackers. Like, so I don't, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here, but isn't Devin White a bit more like the same, like one of the smaller type of linebackers out there?
And, he's small. Yeah, small and fast.
Yeah, so like you need guys with the size of like Leighton Vander Esch out there, like who's like 6'4", like over 250. He wants those type of linebackers.
I agree.
So that's
and I think we're gonna see a couple of those guys coming up, which I'm surprised. Yeah. Oh yeah, there you go. There's one right there. Bobby Wagner. I don't know. I'm sure he'll help a team, but he's more of like a guy that's gonna go to a defense that's not in shambles. A defense that's not, like, let's face it right now, fellas. The defense is in a rebuild year this year. It is. You got a new coordinator. Sure, you have some pieces. One of your top players is coming off a serious injury. You've lost some good players. Micah's contract's still in the air. They're learning a new defensive scheme. There's going to be hiccups. Bobby Wagner at 34, he's looking for an established place. I mean, and do we even really want him? 3 years ago? Yes. 3 years ago, Dan Quinn's first or second year? I'm all for it. The funniest thing about Dan Quinn is, like, he goes to Washington, and there was rumors of them signing Patrick Queen yesterday. I'm like, okay, so you signed Luvu, and now you're signing Queen? Why do you want linebackers all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Because you know how essential they are. Just a fucking nightmare.
If they were so essential, why did we not do anything for the past couple of
years?
Like,
man.
We did get linebackers, but not to up to that capacity.
Yeah. Then you got Jordan Fuller. Again, safety. I don't think we're in the safety market. KJ Osborne. Thoughts, guys? Any thoughts on not really?
Nope.
Josh Nijman. Again, we got an OT. Is this a guy? Like, is this the kind of area that we're trying to find a bargain here? 64 left. Is this a type of guy, or are they still out of the Cowboys?
Well, are these guys going to still be around? Like, this is now when you kind of get to some of these players. Do you think they'll be here after the draft? Like, maybe you're going to now, if you're not going to take someone higher up, wait till after the draft and then
wave
see
two.
Yeah, then see wave two of free agency.
It could be. And like Paul had mentioned, the draft is full of tackles. That's maybe why you haven't seen much happening with tackles. Kind of interesting too, though, because I feel like the running back class in the draft is fairly decent.
Yeah, especially in the mid rounds for sure.
Then you got Odell Beckham. I mean, he's going to help a team. Ranked 76. Jordan Whitehead. A lot of safeties out there. J.K. Dobbins. I mean, super injury prone.
Yeah. If he wasn't so injury prone, then yeah, that would have been a shout, perhaps. I mean, how old is he? What is he?
25.
So he's, I mean, still young.
Yeah.
As the injury concern, so that could be a bargain.
Should be
to bring him on.
Just to give it a go type thing.
But didn't we learn our lesson from Tony Pollard after coming back from injury?
It's tough, and Achilles is tough too.
Yeah.
Josh Jones, don't know much about him. Do you guys know much about him?
And he's a left tackle.
Yeah. Well, that's good though. That's what we want.
Yeah, so possibly. So, but I don't know anything about him.
Micah Hyde,
86.
Yeah, good name, but he's getting up there. And again, it's like, dude, I just really don't think we need a safety. I think our safety is Malik Hooker. You got Malik Hooker. You could have Wanwei Thomas, and you could have Jordan. Or why can't I think of his name? AJ's guy, number six. Why can't I think?
Doro.
Yeah, Donovan Wilson.
Donald
Dobb.
Then you got 87, Tier Tart. I mean, defensive tackle could happen. Edge, not really looking. Guard.
Tre'Davious White, we're not going to do that.
Pete.
That's who you want? That's who you're thinking of there, Paul?
Yep. If we do push out Tyler Smith, then I would bring in Pete.
I like that. So that's if. And I'm fine with picking up a guard as long as that's the plan. You know?
He can play left tackle as well, but yeah, I would say he's more like, well, they say he plays left tackle better, but from what I've seen in film, but again, it's down to opinion, really.
I mean, would you be against him even going to left tackle and then having a beast like Tyler Smith beside him?
I would not. That would be quite a devastating force. I'll be perfectly honest.
Yeah, man. It's like you're still getting. I mean, maybe he's better. You know, you got a stud beside you. Tre'Davious White at 92. I'm not even going to. Akello Witherspoon. Emmanuel Ogba. Donovan Smith, offensive tackle for the Chiefs. Just won a Super Bowl, but they're saying he's in decline. The Chiefs' offensive line was not good.
Yeah, they really weren't.
Not. They weren't good. I don't want anything from the Chiefs' offensive line. Then you got Sheldon Rankins, defensive tackle, Dalton Risner, OG, Quandre Diggs, which is interesting, but again, a safety, and then Tyrell Dodson. Oh, and Michael Thomas. So that rounds out. I mean, of course, there's a bunch of other guys that are still open and out there in the free agent market, but again, we're stuck between this rock and a hard place where the Cowboys have no money to do anything. So even more so than the Cowboys signing anything, we need to see the article out saying Blogging the Boys or the Landry Hat or NFL.com saying the Cowboys have restructured so-and-so. The Cowboys have restructured him and they've saved now this amount. Because right now, without any of those articles, don't expect shit to happen tomorrow. They have no money. There's nothing the Cowboys can do. So all of us fans, and I'm guilty of it, checking my phone over and over and over, hoping that the Cowboys have signed this next big free agent. But we should be more excited to see a restructuring article than anything, because then we know they're on the cusp of signing someone to bring on to help the team.
Yeah, and don't forget as well, see, like Washington in particular, with them bringing in these other new players coming in, some of these players are going out, could be getting picked up as well. So wherever you bring someone in, someone else is getting cut out. So it's just going to be a constant carousel, one in, one out.
Ad, you want to hit chat a bit?
Yeah, sure. 1503 Jose Martinez says, crack me if you got him, guys. So much for all in. I know we haven't always hit most of the time for draft, but this time, this is killing me. No more running back and no more Pollard. It looks like Jerry wants to rebuild for the next couple of years. Okay, here's a little bit of a long one. So Sert Smacker says, hear me out. Jerry doesn't care about winning championships, right? All he cares about is making himself money with all the publicity he gets with the Cowboys, hashtag hate and all that, right? So why don't we boycott the Cowboys until Jerry hires someone that knows how to build a Super Bowl team and win the Cowboys a championship, hurting his pocket, which will make him change his mind about the way he views the game. And then Bocce says, Jerry's pockets are a black hole. Deep, bro. So I don't think boycotting the Cowboys is going to help anything.
And I'll be honest, I just don't think I'd be able to. No, yeah. Like, as shitty as it is, and this is how they have us stuck, like, I enjoy coming over here to the studio, and I love watching Cowboys football. As painful as it is, for that time that the game is on and the football season's on, I love watching it. Joseph, I really do.
Joseph Brosa says, what do you all think about the Hassan Reddick rumors?
That'd be awesome.
Yep.
That would save... So, but he's not a free agent, right? They would have to trade for him.
I
just feel like the Eagles would, I just don't know if the Eagles would ever trade Riddick to the Cowboys. I just don't feel like that's something that would happen.
I would not imagine that would happen in trading towards your biggest rivals, essentially.
And like a stud player. Like, imagine him and Micah Parsons on opposite sides of the defensive line. I would love it.
Yeah. But that kind of leaves the question, where would that leave DeMarcus Lawrence then? Because for me, DeMarcus Lawrence is going to be very pivotal in the Mike Zimmer defense. I think he's going to be so fundamental going forward this season.
DeMarcus Lawrence has always been one of my favorite Dallas Cowboys. I also think if you have two, like, there was some of the best times that the Cowboys were rushing the quarterback. You had their front four that they had out there was Dorrance Armstrong, Oso Digizua, DeMarcus Lawrence, and Micah Parsons. That was just rushing with those four guys. And they had the best sack rate of when a team only brought four rushers. So, I mean, D-Law is more than capable of playing, even like jumping in a tackle on a pass rushing down, right? So, you make a good point. Like, we still have some players, guys. Like, everyone, I know what it's like. It's easy to get caught up in the doom and gloom. It really is, but if we went through of guys that we have left, you have Odigizua, who kind of trailed off at the end of the season. He was hot as shit to start the season. You still got Micah Parsons, who's one of the best NFL players, even though he's had a little bit of, some people have soured on him a little bit, but he's still that dude. He really is. He's still young. He's still that guy. You have DeMarcus Lawrence on the defensive line, who's a beast. And then we have the unknown of Sam Williams, who at times, when he's had the chance, has been very good. Like, he's been good, minus his stupid special team penalties. Now with him in the starting lineup, maybe we can get him off the punt team.
This is a big year for Sam Williams. Like, this, I think this will kind of define where Sam Williams is. He's going to be kept on for the foreseeable future with the Cowboys.
And get a little bit of discipline in him. Because that's what we kept on saying.
Oh, Mike Zimmer will definitely give him that. And that's the one thing I actually do quite like about this acquisition of Mike Zimmer, is like, he's definitely more hands-on coach in terms of talking to his players. Like, where Dan Quinn's a hands-on coach, where coaching-wise, but in terms of when you make a mistake, Zimmer will tell you right to your face, is like, stop fucking up, pretty much. Like, if you go back and watch the whole Hard Knocks with the Bengals, he was like, that's the type of guy you need to really, like, really drill down to your defense. If they're screwing up, get in their bloody face and actually get their act together.
Yeah.
Because if we had like that type of mentality where our coaches, where they were talking to our players like against Green Bay, that would have been a whole different game.
Nobody was, though.
Nobody just, was.
Nobody was up and in it. No one
that
at all.
Or players, right? Breaking news, AJ is alive.
Is he?
Alexander Johnson in chat says, get him, fellas.
Get him, fellas. AJ.
So, yeah, we probably didn't tell him that we were going live tonight, just like everybody else. James McNair says, oh, my God, it's March. There was no Barry Sanders or Ray Lewis in free agency yesterday. Always quality veterans available after the draft. Relax, y'all.
And you know what? He's not wrong. But the issue with this, even if, of course, there was no, sure, even if there wasn't any Hall of Fame players taken, we're not even able to take depth players right now. The Cowboys can't even take depth players. They can't sign anyone. They can re-sign their long snapper. That's it. That's all they have money for. The Cowboys do not have enough cap space to do anything right now. That's the more concerning part than who was taken and who wasn't taken. It's that the Cowboys didn't even prepare to be able to take someone on a deal, because there was guys, there was running backs that you could have taken yesterday for decent prices that would help the Cowboys, that then even allow you to take a running back later on in the draft that has size or is a banger. So I get it that there wasn't, who were the two players that he said?
Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders, and who was the other one?
Ray Lewis,
but there was depth players, so, and the Cowboys missed out on all of them, and they lost a bunch of depth players, so.
Well, technically, you could say that Derrick Henry was a Barry Sanders because they both were Heisman Trophy winners.
That's a reach. That's a reach.
Sometimes you have
to reach him, babe. So I don't know. I'm looking. Do you guys want to look at some more Cowboys news, or do we want to do a mock draft, Paul?
Yeah, let's do a mock draft.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, fuck Cowboy
news.
Okay,
you guys.
Because I'll be perfectly honest with you. I am a wee bit not as prepared for this draft than I normally am. So I'm actually probably be more following your lead, but I can definitely vouch for certain players I do like in this draft.
Perfect.
Already.
Okay.
I'm gonna take a little tinkle.
Out my dinkle,
and then we're going to do this. I mean, I always think about it, and I always feel like a failure when I have to go take a leak. I'm like, Joe Rogan sits there for X amount of hours. Don't care. I have to pee.
Sometimes Ants goes two or three times an episode. I don't even go once.
You got that goat bladder. Christian, I'm a man of steel.
That's right. I am. So in terms of the drafts, we'll do like the mock drafts. Ants will probably lay out a couple rules here, rules and regulations. And maybe we'll say, like, okay, we can only, obviously with the Cowboys not. It's weird with the mock drafts that are happening right now. They haven't adjusted it so that the Cowboys still have a fourth round pick. So we'll usually trade it away. We like to try to pick players that we haven't picked, but obviously if this is your first mock of the season and you're not kind of going into the mock or the draft season fully up and ready to go, we could probably pick players that you like. But, maybe we'll put a time limit on it. I don't know. We'll see. Last week we put a time limit on it, and it felt good because after, like, the third or fourth round, you now have to pick within, like, a minute and 30 seconds, and the pressure goes a little bit heavy. But Anthony and AJ have been doing way more mock drafts than myself, so...
Yeah, I mean, I've probably only done maybe two or three mock drafts, and it's only up to the third round. I haven't done a full scale round.
This is a seventh round, baby.
Oh, yeah, we're doing a seven rounder.
What kind of rules do you want to put in?
So we usually like to do a couple of rules here, Paul.
I explained that to him.
You explained a couple of rules here. I think in this situation, I kind of just like the 3 minute. I like doing 3 minute rounds for round one to three, and then anything after that is a minute and a half. And then I think we just freeball this one, to be honest. I don't know. Maybe we have to do one trade, something like that. Or is that, are we being too big of bitches if I don't have a funny rule?
No, I don't think so. I said to Paul, because he hasn't been doing them as much. Sometimes we're like, oh, we can't pick the players that we always pick.
Yeah, but we're going to go Paul's Jerry Jones. He has final say. If he likes someone out there. That's just what we're going to do.
Are we doing every team or are we just doing the Cowboys?
No, we'll just pick the Cowboys. We'll just run through. We're going to be fast speed. So the fun of it is we're not going to see who anyone else picks. We're essentially going to hit enter draft, seven round, full speed. I'm going to hit the timer. We got 3 minutes. and we just got to decide. So I do like to talk prior to going live into the draft. What are you looking at first round? Just so we have an idea, like two positions or three positions that we can roll into.
Right. Okay. So hear me out in this one, right? So Eagles are at number 22, right?
Yep.
Now that there's the whole, what could we do for Trey Lance? Use that as a trade option to move up.
Are you thinking of trying to jump up ahead of the Eagles to get Jackson Powers? Is that what you're getting at? Which we could do.
Okay.
I like that. So if that, so then I'm going to have to slow this down so that we can, I'll have to slow down the speed just so that we don't start right off. I like that. So is that what we're going to try to do? You want to try to hop the Eagles to get Jackson Powers, the center.
Yep. Well, in fact, it could be up. It could be even more than that. It could be up to before the Steelers.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a rule. This is our one rule. You have to pick where we're trading, and that's what we're going to go for on this draft.
Where we're trading?
Yeah, what spot we're going to try to jump up to?
Number 19.
19. Okay, let's do it. Let's enter draft 19. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to let it run, and I'm going to pause it just before. And everyone watch to see who's going. So you got Mitchell, Joe Alt, Fuagad, Cooper DeJean, Newton, Murphy 2. Okay, I'm going to get ready to pause. Okay, we haven't lost him yet. I like booshing it a bit. We're going to let 17 go.
Sorry if you can't see it there, Paul.
I'm just making sure that he's not gone. Okay, he's on. So you want to trade to 19 with the LA Rams?
Yep. Swap the first round picks.
Okay, I'll zoom into here.
Give him Trey Lance.
Give him Trey Lance. I like that. Let's get rid of Trey. Okay, so we're going to go Los Angeles Rams. We're going to try to trade up to their 19th pick. Oh, shit. I haven't been watching the time. I got to speed myself up here. Oh, I never started it. Okay, so we're trading up to 19. We're giving our 24th. We're also going to give them Trey Lance. Oh, they're going to accept that right off the hop.
See if you can get something else with it.
Yeah, no, maybe get a compensation.
But there's no fucking way. Do you think that they would actually, in real life?
No, I would go 155. One of the compensation picks for sure.
Okay, we'll try 155. No. Let's try. Let's just try this. Or you want to try one of these deeper ones?
Yeah, try 209.
Oh, we got it.
Oh, we got it.
We got it. Yeah. Paul, the Will McClay. Okay, welcome. Welcome. I mean, we did this to get at rank 19, Jackson Powers Johnson. That's the guy we traded up for. I don't even think we mess around with this. I think we just drafted
him. Welcome to the...
And there is an error predicament now. There is Troy Fotano as well. Like, do you want to get the best left tackle?
Which we have taken Troy Fotano before, and I agree with you. And he actually, since we did that with J-Tuck, shout out to J-Tuck, Fotano has jumped up quite a bit. He was not close to being 13. What do you guys want to do? I'm down with either of these dudes.
I mean, I think the more desperate need is probably center right now, but there is some other good left tackles we could still pick up.
Hey, man, say less. We're taking him. Jackson Powers Johnson, welcome to the team.
And let's see where Fotano goes after. I guess you
can.
Zoom it out a little bit. Oh, Peyton Wilson went as 23.
Oh, you just went there.
He went. Okay.
So we got a slow go here. I'm going to let it run. I'm going to restart the clock as it goes. So you guys happy with that? Getting a center, trading up?
I'm very happy with that one.
And all we had to do is get rid of Trey Lance.
I just like the moves.
And we just had to get rid of Trey Lance. I'm good with that. Cowboys are going to be on the clock. And I'm going to speed this up, fellas, now that we are past the first round. Just because that way it kind of makes us not know who's been picked. Okay, here we go, fellas. I'm starting the clock. Okay, so round two. I'll zoom in here.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Round two. I'll scroll down for you here, Paul. We have Jaden Hicks, Chris Jenkins, Keon Coleman, Jonathan Brooks, Keon Amagaji, who we took before, Marshawn Nyland, Jalen Polk, and Edgerrin Cooper. I don't know if we want to go too much further down that list, but here's some players. Like, what position are you thinking right now?
Jonathan Brooks, halfback. He's right there.
He is there, and there's Cooper, the linebacker as well.
But... we're big fans of Cooper.
Yeah, we like Coops.
We should do a flip a coin in this one.
Do we have a coin? I do, actually. I have a yes, no coin.
Oh, he does.
Who's yes, who's right, no?
So heads should be Texas and...
I don't have heads or tails. I have yes or no. So yes, what's no? Yes, well, and what's no?
Yes for the Texas. Yes for Brooks. Okay. No for...
Cooper? We got yes.
Jonathan Brooks.
That's Texas. Back. That's where we're going. I like that we did that. Flip a coin. That was, we just made a rule without doing it. Welcome to the team, Jonathan Brooks. Let's draft him up. Okay, Jonathan Brooks. Guys, I'm not hating this right now. We're becoming a power offense right now. So now we're 25 right. picks away. You can't hate the pick.
No.
No.
We juiced up. We were all mad about not getting a running back in free agency. We just got our running back for the next 5 years. Or 4 years, or hopefully 10.
And we ended up picking up another pick in what round?
We got a comp. We got 233. So I believe that's sixth or seventh.
And then we lose the fourth. The fourth's still there, right?
Yeah. So we have
213 is not there, or is it 174?
We don't get. No, they got rid of it finally.
Oh, okay, sweet.
So they finally updated Paul. Before they would have, they had the Cowboys still having their fourth round pick. It looks like they finally got rid of that, which is good. So here, we're on the clock, fellas. We got 3 minutes starting now.
So we got...
I'll zoom back in here, and we can discuss. So we picked up a center in the first round that we traded up for and got rid of Trey Lance, which Cowboys Nation might crucify us for.
Oh, yeah.
And then
You traded off our starting quarterback?
And then we hooked him with Jonathan Brooks in the second round. So let's check out what we got. Cameron Kitchens, safety, Renardo Green, Cedric Van Pran, Blake Corum, Mason McCormick, Kalen Bullock, Jerrion Jones, Bucky Irvin. Man, a lot of good running backs in this draft. Dadrian Taylor Demerson, Maris LeFau, Sion Vaki, Ray Davis. Now we're kind of getting away from anywhere we'd like to actually pick up. What are you guys thinking?
Let's go positional here.
Can you filter out just to see where the other linebackers are actually positioned as well?
You want linebackers?
Yeah.
Okay. On it.
Just to see who's available.
So those are your top three.
So Cedric Gray, we could probably get back.
But don't, don't forget, we don't have a next pick. So Paul's right. Yep. If we want to get Cedric Gray, it would have to be essentially dropping back. But a guy that we've never looked at, Paul, and we still got a minute 43 on the clock.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to look at both these guys just to see some size, because these aren't any dudes that we've talked about. So with...
Boosh it out a little bit there.
You're fucking with me, man. You're fucking with me hard. Just no.
Okay, just go for it.
So 6'2", 239.
Like the size.
Mm-hmm.
Not as tall, but
good. That kind of falls close to Zimmer's ideal.
6'2", 239, not terrible. His stats, I mean, he got better in 2023. Let's see what he lined up in the box. That's kind of what he predominantly played. He had 421 snaps in the box in 2023, and he had actually some D-line snaps.
Got 1 minute left.
We got 1 minute. I just want to check out this other guy, and then we'll try to make a trade. Tommy Etchenberg. So he got bad. He did not have a good 2023 season, according to PFF, and he's 6'2", 239,
about the
exact same size. So,
here's what I would probably look at this one as: try and trade back two or three places, see if there's any other teams willing to do that. So let's see what offers we have first.
So we'll here with the Broncos. Wow, man, that's far back.
No. I would look for who's the next teams behind us. See if you look to the left. See the Packers, Bucks.
Packers, Bucks, Cardinals.
We got 20 seconds. Actually, we got 20 seconds.
Trade for number 99.
99? Okay. Los Angeles Rams. We traded with them again.
Is it 91?
91?
Packers. Is it the Packers?
We're going to get fucked here. They're 89, 88.
All right, just swap that. Get the 87 and throw in the 264.
Fuck.
Yeah, you got to finish this up here.
Yeah, no. Yep, yeah, no.
This one? Okay.
Yep.
They took it.
Okay, good.
All right, cool.
Okay, we got some breathing.
So usually, usually we went against the rules. If the timer goes off, usually we just have to take the next guy on the board.
But you were clicking already, and if it didn't go that, then we'd have to
like what you're saying.
You were in the middle of clicking it, so I mean we're okay. You're processing.
So
it.
We traded back.
You got sausage fingers. You weren't clicking.
I did. Yeah, you're not wrong. So now this is the kicker. We still have pick 87 and 91, or that's the Packers. Yeah. Sorry. So let me resume, and I'm just going to pause just to see. So we still have – why can't I – okay, we still have 88, 174. So this is going to be our last pick with 3 minutes. After that, it goes down to a minute 30.
Unless you boosh it back for – if we don't like the positions at 88. Yeah, or now we just have a bit more time to finagle a trade because every position that we're looking at right now is going to be – is still there.
Yeah, everyone's still there. The Packers took Blake Corum.
I didn't want to kind of bust your bubble, but I was meaning the second Packers pick, you know, the one that was like number 91.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I was button mashing. I do see the 91 now. I was like, it's weird. Yeah. He only wants to move back one. I see 88.
Right? I heard you say 91.
I heard 91 too, but hey, fellas, when I'm flying the ship and asteroids are flying at me, I got
to
make moves.
So now try to trade back again.
It's not real though. That's never going to happen. That's not realistic. We're drafting at this spot.
All right.
So what do we want here?
Let's look at Notre Dame linebacker again. He should be number 96. Yes, there we go. So he's not far off from where we want him.
That's a 6'2", 239.
Yep.
I don't mind this, guys. Powerful downhill linebacker who attacks ball carriers and blockers with bad intentions. His instincts and feel for spot zone coverage still needs work. If he is to be relied upon consistently, he is projected as a contributing inside linebacker for an either 4-3 or 4-3.
Okay.
Look at his hometown.
Look at his hometown. And I'm sure if you want to do a look check on him, like we like to do, we like to get our eyes on some of these guys. I bet you he's going to look like a dog.
Okay,
you feel it.
I'm going for it before we even take him.
This is worth spending time. We're very judgmental on looks here on Cowboys Can Fans, so we got to see what this guy looks like.
We got a minute 15. I'm working against the clock.
You are working against the clock. There we go. Clock's working in our faves.
There he is. Kind of nerdy, actually.
Yeah, I was not expecting this.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that as well.
I mean...
But if he was to have a bit bigger shoulder mass and stuff like that and a different haircut, then maybe a difference.
6'2", 234, though, guys. I mean, and I when we clicked him, the first thing it says here, let's go first look. This is what we like to hear. Powerful downhill linebacker attacks ball carriers and blockers.
I'm happy with
that's
this.
That's exactly what we're kind of
That's what we're looking for. So I think we just got to go with him.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Okay.
Take him. Boosh him.
Boosh him up. Welcome to the team. Maristiff Luafau. Maurice Luafau. I'm sure I butchered your name. Okay, now we're going to 174, fellas. It's going to take a bit to get there. We're still 79 picks away because we don't, it's funny, we don't have a fourth round pick because we traded for Trey Lance, but in this draft, we traded away Trey Lance.
Okay, so let's talk. We got linebacker, we got halfback, we got center. And
those are our three picks.
Those are the three. So who are we targeting now?
That was the last one. It's still going 57. But don't forget, now we're down to a minute 30. So we've
changed. Now the clock's been changing there, Paul. So stop jerking around. Make sure you know what you want here.
Yeah, we got to think about it.
Fuck us here, Paul.
We got 46 picks left. Let's talk. What are we thinking for position? What's a big need? I think defensive end. We lost two depth pieces. Yeah. We're getting to that point in the draft of
D-line or O-line.
D-line or O-line, the trenches are always a good pick. We'll kind of look at, I think we look at defensive line. I mean, even tackle, if there's a dog out there, possibly. There goes Cedric Gray at 145. So he lasted.
Mason Smith just went.
He lasted a while. You're getting some guys here. But it'll be interesting to see what's left on the board for.
50 Shades of Cedric Gray?
Yeah, 50 Shades of Cedric Gray off the board. Couple Michigan guys.
Couple
go back
Michigan
to back,
guys.
Back to back for AJ. We got 8 picks left, and then we're hitting it hard, fellas. We're at pick 174, and we are about to hit the clock
now. The clock.
Minute 30, guys. Here we go.
Okay, Joe Milton. Joel Milton is right there.
Oh my
God. He had a cannon on him. We don't have Trey Lance. We don't have Trey Lance.
Right.
I mean, I don't hate it.
After we make our pick, right? We're not picking a quarterback. We're not.
Okay. I'm glad you. You know what? Hey, Luke McCaffrey's there. We got a bunch of Michigan guys.
So what did we talk?
We said either defensive end, which there's nothing on the board for defensive end.
Walter Rouse. What's his tat? What's it? We got Walter and Trevor Keegan. So
we got Walter Rouse. First looked 6'6", 322.
Like the size.
Good size for a left tackle. It looks like
he takes equal snaps on both left and right. Go back to that for a sec.
Yeah, no, he's
a pure left tackle.
Yeah, pure left tackle. Let's see what they say for his first look, guys. They don't really give him. They don't even show him his hometown. That's what happens when you're this deep into the PFF mock draft. Do we like tackle? We have. So this is again. We're gonna talk. What are we saying? Tyler Smith is playing here.
22 seconds.
If he's playing guard, then yeah, we will need to draft a tackle. And like you're kind of saying, I'm not a big fan of position flex of moving him back in and out. Constantly, if he's playing real well established, the guard.
We got 9 seconds, or we're taking Milton if the buzzer goes.
Yeah, go for Milton. Yep.
We're taking Milton?
The quarterback?
Yep.
Or Rouse? Quarterback or Rouse?
Sorry.
Rouse. Okay.
I got him. Okay. I got Rouse.
Oh, shit.
Paul, don't you ever do that to us again. We got him. Welcome to the team, Rouse. So we got 18 picks. We really got to beef up our depth at defensive line here, fellas.
Okay.
With looking at what happened today in free agency, we've lost some depth pieces on the D-line. These are the rounds where you got to look at depth in those spots. We still got a shit ton of picks. We got 202, 213, 216. Like, we got a bunch. I mean, I don't hate the Steel Chambers at linebacker either.
Replacement for Jonathan. Is Jonathan Hankins back yet?
No. Oh, did I start it? No, I didn't start
it up. But hey, while we're getting some free time here, it's not a bad idea to take another linebacker.
I like the looks of this dude too, Steel Chambers.
We don't need a center.
He's only
6'1", 232.
We definitely need more. We do need to get at least two linebackers, I would say.
Okay, what about Zion Logue, defensive interior.
Oh, Tyron Hopper had a terrible 6'2", 220. These guys aren't big enough.
Okay, go. Zion Logue.
Loogie.
Defensive interior. What's his size?
Hey, 6'5", 3'10". He'll put another 10, 15 on. I don't hate that. Yeah. Georgia, you know he's balling.
Yep.
And this is a spot we got to take a DI.
Okay. My vote is him or Frank Gore Jr.
We already took our running back.
I know.
So Tyron we already looked at. Guys, what's more? We look at the top. These guys on the screen right now, out of this list, I think the most important position is defensive interior.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Welcome to the team. That was our fastest pick. Zion, great name too. So now we're going back right at 7 picks.
Yeah, some of these schlubs are going to probably still be here.
So I'm going to start it right now. We got a minute 30 on the clock. Still got that linebacker.
You didn't like Tyron Hooper though.
No, I didn't like his size. You need me to zoom in here?
Okay, so we got tackles. Look at Driscoll and then Cocker. Driscoll's right at the top.
But we don't need a tackle. We took a tackle two picks ago.
Right.
We took a pick. This is wide receiver territory. You could get depth piece. You could get depth piece here. CB. CB's also there.
I'm kind of thinking, what do we do if we do let go Gallup?
Right.
Well?
So I don't realistically, if we're looking and we're talking Cowboys and what position they need, a Tanner Bordellini who we've took multiple times in our drafts, we are not taking because we traded up for a center. But I look at CB and I look at wide receiver. You got the Texas boy Jordan Whittington, which I know nothing about. But let's see what let's see his size here.
30 seconds.
We got 30 seconds. I'm CB's all about
if he's 6'1",
6'1", 204, not down. Want me to check one more wide receiver?
Check
that other wide receiver.
Well, hey, you want me to zoom in? You got to deal with me being trying able to get out of the zoom ins.
Oh yeah, we're fucked here. We're taking.
Oh shit! Oh shit!
We're lost.
Take the other one. Just take Dominic. Who's the other wide receiver? Dominic Levitt. Try that guy.
I'm taking him. Hey, we're back up already again, though. Welcome to the team. So we're already back up. We could take both those guys and hope one of them turns out.
two wide receivers. We'll just click the wide receiver thing at the top.
No, we just took a wide receiver. I was just kidding.
Do a filter for linebacker again, will you?
Okay.
Just to see like where the nearest. So 235 Ooh. Penn State.
Penn State linebacker, you.
Curtis 50 Cent Jacobs?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's check his size and attributes.
First look. None of these guys, these are all depth piece. 6'1", 238, yeah, not terrible. Short, but at least he's got that weight, I guess.
He's got the weight, but not the height. Let's try, yeah, Darius.
You want to give him a go? Good. Yeah. On the bright side, I forgot to start the timer.
Oh, check his coverage grade. So that's pretty good. So,
he had a good season, to be honest. Yep. I just got to start this timer here.
Let's go to first look.
First look, let's check it out. 6'1", 230, so you're still there.
So he's better coverage than the last dude. And
I'm looking for size, too. I want a beast here. Let's Dallas Gant in Dallas. Oh, he's...
Run defense, though.
Let's see his size. 6'3", 230.
His run defense is pretty good.
And you're getting some size there. We got to check one more linebacker. I mean, these guys, we could get all these guys in our next pick, to be honest. These guys will all be around at 233, Paul.
Yeah.
I think we're reaching with those guys. We're looking at BPA here, but what are you guys thinking we need for BPA? What about this Daquan Hardy, CB?
Okay, let's take a look at him.
Fuck out of here.
Cornerback is 5'9"?
181? Like, what's going on? What do we got? We got 35 seconds.
Go for guard or an av. I don't know. Fuck.
I know there's like, we're kind of fucked here. Center. Sorry.
Trade?
No, can't. We're too deep. Safety? Trade.
Safety. Just in case. Who knows?
Check him.
Oh, he's got good grades.
Good coverage. Look at his coverage grade. His coverage grade is pretty
Six
good.
6 feet, 210. We're taking him.
Good. Air Force Falcons.
What's his name?
Oh, shit.
What was his name?
Oh, good. It's the Air Force Falcons, right? Trey Taylor.
Got him right on the buzzer, baby.
TNT.
Welcome to the team. So we got 10 picks left, fellas. Whew.
Picks left.
Like,
but till we go,
one of those linebackers still be available. One of those linebackers that has to be available.
And I think we just take the top rated one or the guy that we liked with the size. Let me get this timer going again here. Start it up. Curtis Jacobs.
Both of them are there.
So who was the guy we liked?
Dallas Gant.
Dallas Gant.
He might be there in our next pick, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So I would leave him till last.
What do you guys think about?
Go D-line again.
Oh, yeah. We didn't. We haven't taken defensive. Let's go edge.
Oh, ooh, they're back there, too.
They're back there. We definitely
this is not bad, though.
I mean, 6'4", 246,
a decent run grade. I think he's a decent pick. However,
but do we go for
you swap him? So get him on the next one and then pick a linebacker up.
That's what I mean.
So Khalid Dirk,
but we didn't like Curtis Jacobs. We didn't like his size.
No. We also don't like his size necessarily. His size is as similar as our Dallas Gant. Dallas Gant just has a better run protection.
Well, and he's 6'3".
Yeah, we want a guy that's got better run defense.
Trevin Wallace, William Wallace's son.
Oh, he's garbage. He's just not good.
Yeah, he's average.
We're not taking that bum. 24 seconds.
Oh, gosh.
Do we gamble? We got to take, I think.
I would gamble it on Gant if I'm being perfectly honest.
Okay, let's do it. Gant's good. Gant's good, and then we'll get this defensive end schlub at the end. Welcome to the team, baby.
It might be a reach, but if you look at the accolades and you like, it might not be there. So
exactly. Okay, so we got our last pick, and let's check out that edge.
Didn't we pick on our last one, Talua Tagovailoa?
We took him as our last pick. We did. Oh, we lost him.
He's gone.
We lost him. Where did he go to? Where is he up here? Oh, Khalid, he went two picks after us.
He went right after us. I bet you that fucking guy.
The Seahawks got him.
Damn it.
The Seahawks got
him. Okay, well, let's take J.J. Weaver.
Let's
check him out. Let's boost him out here.
Dream Weaver.
Defense.
I don't want to dream no more.
His outside tackle, off ball. Okay, so he did play a lot. 6'5", 244.
257. That's a decent.
Not bad.
I don't mind it, guys.
Kentucky Wildcat.
We're going for size. We're size queens. We're AJ. We're AJ in it here.
Was Chick Cedric Wilson first as well?
Cedric Johnson right
Cedric
there.
Cedric Johnson
from Ole Miss.
CJ.
Ooh, shit, Rundy.
Nah,
see, I don't like his. I mean, he's beefy. Nah. I think we go with the 6'5", 244
guy. He's a beefy Rebs.
Okay, JJ Weaver, welcome to the team. Final pick. Let's see this draft. Let's see the draft grade. Our grade probably won't be great, but.
Don't say that.
We're not grade queens.
You may be surprised.
Let's see what we got here. Grading your draft. Stay in your seat.
We're not going anywhere.
Standing up.
Anth might go to the bathroom again.
You're a dick. So a lot of B's.
Hey, so far so good. B's.
A lot of B's. Oh, there's Zion. Moke. Zion, I like this because, I don't think we've taken any of these guys in any prior draft. So this is what I like.
And Zion Legault is my guy. A minus B. Guys, not bad. Trey Taylor.
Not great. Mm. Dallas B plus. Okay. Weaver C plus. A, B.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Not a
better
bad draft.
Than I did. Better than I did in high school, and I'm gonna get one of these. Let's get a crack if you got him for that draft. The thing I like about this draft is crack if you got him. I haven't picked any of these guys. The Cowboys Can Fan Crew has not picked any of these dudes in a prior draft setting. So now I have some guys I can go watch some tape on, which makes it fun. Thoughts? Yep. Thoughts on the draft, fellas?
I thought it was actually pretty good. So. See if there was a scenario where we didn't trade up and there was any tackles. See if Powers Johnson and Troy were gone. The next guy in my list would have been Graham Barton from Duke.
Yep.
That's the guy I really do like, but I wouldn't try and trade up for him or anything like that. If he's there and like I said, if Power Johnson and Troy's not there, then I would take him there. But it depends if there's any decent linebackers that are there in the early round. It just really depends, really.
You know what the great pick about Jackson Powers Johnson is? The Eagles don't get him.
Exactly.
The Cowboys trading up and snagging him, that's the benefit.
Well, that was your whole thing.
Don't forget the Steelers as well. The Steelers as well, they don't get him.
Fuck Pennsylvania.
Fuck you, Pennsylvania.
Guys, I like that draft again. Like I said, we're going to end up looking at this and checking it out. But, Paul, always a pleasure having you on, man. I know it's super late over in Scotland. Like, what time is it? It's got to be creeping 3 o'clock?
Yep, it's 15 minutes to 3.
And what time? Hey, you know that's the witching hour. What time do you got to be up tomorrow?
I'll probably have about 4 hours sleep.
Jeez,
so
what a... Paul lives to talk Dallas Cowboys. And before we get out of here, man, where can people find you?
Yeah, guys, you can follow me at IMPStu on X and Instagram, and you can check us out with me and Mike Poland on Blogging the Boys is the World's Team, and also on us at the UK Cowboys Fans as well.
Man, love having Paul on.
Paul, what trips are you doing? Are you doing a Cowboy trip this upcoming season, or are you going to take a leap year?
I'm hoping I could do it. Well, hopefully, if I can get a job to the States, then I'll be going to any game I want.
Just make sure you have a 3-bedroom place so that we can crash. Just kidding. I hope you get it, man. If you move to the States and you get a job down in Texas, that'd be epic.
Well, that's the thing. If I do manage to move over, then I will definitely be making sure I've got spare room and stuff like that. So if the likes of you guys, whatever, want to crash over, come over for the game, then that's the plan anyway.
You might not be able to get rid of AJ. By throwing that out there. Paul, always a blast having you, man. We appreciate it. Bandwagon Boy 1, anything you want to say on the outgo?
Fuck free agency.
Yeah, well, yeah. Tomorrow's a new day. Maybe we're going to wake up and the Cowboys have restructured and we wake up, it's Christmas morning in March, and they have $25 million to spend on schlubs. But for anyone, chat, you are the real ones. We appreciate you guys stopping by. We don't know when we're going to be live. Ad is gone for a bit. We're going to try to either shoot for next week at some point, but we're just going to hop on at next week at some point, and it's going to be a blast.
We're going
to
boosh it.
I'm waiting for you to play the music. Kind of running out of things to say here.
There's the music. Listen, when I do all these episodes without me having to do the music, it's sometimes hard to do it, but
boom.
Peace out, Camp Fan Nation.
Have a good one, folks.
Peace, Paul. But don't actually leave.
No, I'm still here, dude.
You need to teach me how to do the music, because I'm always like rambling, and I'll just come in and do this one. Is this it here? Yeah, I see. Look, it's just this guy here. Okay. Yeah, that was it. Sweet.